Austin Reaves for the Los Angeles Lakers, the best third option in basketball for a vast majority of last year, was the number one option with LeBron James and Luka Doncic being out against the Sacramento Kings, and a brother dropped 51 on them last night. Give him praise and props for that all day, every day. But how the hell you got a team with DeMar DeRozan and Zach LaVine on your squad with the Sacramento Kings, and you going to let Austin Reaves drop 51 on y'all? What's up? As a number one option. I mean, then how'd that happen? I don't know if I can look at Sacramento the same the rest of the season. Then a call here last week raving about Sacramento Kings and what they were going to do this year, and you let Austin Reaves bust your ass for 51 points. He can play now. Ain't throwing no shade on Austin Reaves. But 51, that ain't LeBron. That ain't Luka. It's Austin Reaves. I mean, how am I supposed to look at Sacramento after that? How? Victor Wembanyama is another matter. Ladies and gentlemen, that brother's coming. I'm sorry, he's here. It's entirely plausible that Victor Wembanyama might win Defensive Player of the Year and League MVP this year. This year. It's like that. 7'5 with a handle, a three-point shot, get to the rim, boogie on you, can go around you, can dunk over you, and swatting everything out of the air in his vicinity. Had 10 blocks. This brother, it's next level. 7'5, 7'5. You can't teach 7'5. I can't knock him. 7'5, 7'5. But my God, is this brother special.